Hey everybody, welcome to another episode of Memes of the Week. The best thing you can do for this channel is smash that like button on this video like it's a pre-transition Ellen Page, so it reaches a wider audience. Also, before I get on with the memes, first a word from today's sponsor, MetVPN. If you're surfing the internet alone without a VPN, then you're surfing with Justin Skippy Trudeau. I use MetVPN to hide my location from the Canadian government, to keep my freedom of speech, as well as to sail the high seas and download movies and TV shows without potentially getting sued by lawyers. MetVPN offers unlimited data traffic, no logs, a kill switch in case your VPN temporarily goes offline, and it's only $2.45 a month on a 24-month plan. Keep your online activities private and free. Sponsor link is down below. And now on with the memes. Number one, here's how a woman feels when she's ready to go out on a date with a boring nice guy because she actually wants to get married someday, said no woman ever. These days, women refuse to settle and would rather become lonely cat ladies if they can't have an Instagram chat. Also, if you look closely at this picture, she's sad and crying. That's how women feel about so-called nice boring men that are good providers. I feel sorry for the man that she marries and subsequently divorces. Up next is an article telling guys come back and be a cuck for Christmas by giving your wife a pass to cheat this Christmas. Beware of those with surnames that start with precious metals because they tend to want to break up the family unit. But this is silly because women don't ask for permission to cheat. They just do it and then hope they don't get caught. Hey Rosa Silverman, why do you want married women to get divorced? Who hurt you? But seriously, men don't need to give their wives a pass. After all, she isn't yours, it's just your turn. Number three, looks like this female author is trying to scare conservative women by saying that conservative clothing won't stop men with high testosterone from dehumanizing them. Translation, I'm a liberal woman that wants to date conservative men. Step aside conservative women because you're my competition, and I'm going to scare you away from conservative men that I want for myself. Women write articles like this to hurt other women and sabotage them for their own benefits. Moving on is Macaulay Culkin accepting his star in the Hollywood Walk of Fame with his fiancée Song. Meanwhile, below is the man that she really wants and dated for fun. But Culkin is high status and rich, so he wins. But he probably still lacks in the looks department for her. The really sad part is that the dude is leaning into her in both the pictures. Culkin will probably get taken to the cleaners, and they already have two kids in California. Culkin is with an alpha widow. Number 5, The Hill says that to save our democracy, we must get rid of online anonymity. That was always the plan. That way they can automatically dox and destroy the lives of men that say anything they don't like. Men will stay silent with the fear of speaking up, and that'll actually hurt democracy. The author of this is just gaslighting us. They want to punish free speech so they can protect it. That sure does check out now, doesn't it? Up next, I'm extremely suspicious of any man in his 20s or 30s who doesn't play a map-based strategy game. How do you take the edge off without moving soldiers around on a map? I still play these sorts of games and I'm in my 40s. I started playing them with Dune 2 back in 1993. That was the first game that had all the concepts and mechanics of games that are around today. Men in the old days actually went to a war, and now we do war in video games and our finances. What a life. Number 7, two embracing figures at Pompeii could be gay lovers, after a scan revealed that they're both men embracing each other. Looks like guys can't even dine together in peace without it becoming political. But why stop there? Why not call them trans lovers with zero proof? Because after all, how can we really tell what gender they identify as? Odds are they're brothers or possibly father and son instead of lovers. If one was blowing the other, I would understand. But that's clearly not the case here. Two volcanoes going off at the same time would be an incredible coincidence. Moving on is Olivia Rodrigo saying that any guy that wants to go to space is a red flag to her. She thinks it's just too damn weird. Just like back in the day when women wouldn't date Star Trek or Star Wars fans in the 90s. Space is the ultimate going your own way. Most men would leave women behind and go to another solar system if we could. But just look at her thousand schlong stare. Her soul went to space many, many years ago. Her music sucks. It's overhyped. Number 9, how far is a woman willing to go to avoid accountability? Ting Yi here lost control over her Porsche while driving drunk and flew off a freeway at 100 miles an hour, ending her 27-year-old passenger, before fleeing to Beijing to escape vehicular homicide charges. What's really impressive is that she walked away from the crash like that. I'll tell you one thing though, she's never getting a job at Uber or its equivalent in China. She even posted on Chinese social media recently for attention, but then quickly deleted her account after being called out. Up next, this sad bitch says that she's been through a lot, but that it's exhausting listening to men tell her their problems while out on a date. Looks to me like she's pissed off because men are the ones using her as an emotional tampon, instead of it being the other way around. If you want to know for sure that women don't care about us men, then this should show you. She wants a fun date and to be entertained. But if dudes are trauma dumping on their first dates enough for women to complain about it, then you know the loneliness epidemic is serious. Number 11, this woman is pissed off when she hangs around a bunch of men. She thinks there's underlying sexism that men need to work on, because they aren't making eye contact with her. Imagine how horrible it must be for a woman to not be the center of attention in a circle of males, that have more important things to talk about than her. The only two reasons men don't look at women is because they don't respect her or because they have autism. Moving on, a guy using the Plenty of Fat dating app asks a girl to tell him a bit about herself, and she says that she's 12 weeks pregnant. He wishes her luck in her future endeavors because he's not trying to play another man's saved game. On the bright side, at least she's being honest. Why wouldn't she be? It's not like she can trap a man with a baby that isn't his now that she's already 3 months preggers. Number 13, listen up, man. Could you actually marry a woman that was this hairy? She looks like she has a proceeding hairline instead of a receding one. I'm sure a lot of guys would marry her. They would just need to tie her down and do 10 sessions of laser hair removal first. Then she's going from Sasquatch to sexy. If a man was just as hairy as she was, she would reject him. Also, you better believe that if her head is that hairy, her body is even hairier. But seriously, in this dating market, most men would marry anything. Up next, what the hell is happening to comic books? In this one, Harley Quinn is being told that she can shoot the Joker, but it's harder to shoot down issues like homophobia and systemic racism. This is what happens when you have the DEI Justice League. Special interest groups need racism and homophobia to exist, so they get government funding. That's why they push all the trans insanity in DEI. They want people to be pissed off eternally, so they can then claim bigotry and get more government bucks. Hopefully Elon Musk's Department of Government Efficiency will get rid of them the way that Argentina did. Number 15, Jenny is so pissed off wondering why grown men still play video games. Sean replies by saying it's the same reason she wears makeup, to escape reality. I disagree. We play video games to escape women and also increase our hand-eye coordination. Surgeons that play video games are 30% better in the operating room than those that don't. We play video games instead of cheating the way that women play men. Moving on, 30% of men have paid off a significant portion of their student loans. 30%. Women on average haven't paid any of their student loans over the last 15 years. So if the government paid off student debt, then that would basically be helping women out more. What happened to equality and just giving everyone a flat 30 or 40% of their student loan amounts? Plus, if the government paid the loans, it would be most likely male money that does it. This is yet another example of women trying to escape accountability. Number 17, this will be the latest trend as guys stop going to the gym. This woman goes to rich neighborhoods and does random workouts in case single men are looking out their windows in their mansions. Women will do whatever they can to get the attention from rich dudes. My question is, who will repair all the damage to that lawn when she's done stomping around on it? Rich single men want a slim, attractive woman and not a chubby attention seeker. They better not try this in Texas or Florida, or they'll get shot by some random rich guy that looks like Clint Eastwood. Get off my lawn. Up next, the lamestream media says that gold prices have surged, and here's how to get in on the gold rush. That probably means that the price has peaked, and for the record, I actually own physical gold, but I have no plans on buying or selling anymore. It's just about 5% of my net worth as an insurance policy in case Mad Max happens. You also know the bull market is over when there are gold booths being set up in Costco. This is the best sell signal ever. Number 19, careful out there, boys, or you could find yourself dating a golem. I remember reading about characters like this one on the left, living under bridges eating billy goats. Her children will probably need to get the D-troll surgery as well. You know, the father is probably going to think that the child isn't even his when it comes out looking like this. There have to be legal consequences for lying about your looks if you're a whammy. Moving on, over 50% of liberal women under the age of 30 have a mental health issue. You know that number will only go up now that Trump is president, and Musk starts firing them from their government jobs. What he did at Twitter, he's now going to do to government offices. The female homeless population is about to explode. they better be shaking in their high-heeled hooves. As for the other 50% of liberal women, they're also mentally ill, they just haven't been diagnosed yet. Number 21, the government ended Peanut and Fred, and this was their mom. She's an OF creator, and maybe that's the reason they ended the squirrel. Western women also wanted to get her deported because she's competition for the good men. Normally I hate tattoos, but these ones are somewhat tastefully done. If you like the rolled-in wet newspaper look, this story certainly checks out. She's definitely that squirrel's mom. I definitely need an account at Only Squirrels. Up next, 5 years ago, 33% of women were dating men for free food. They had no interest in a relationship. You can sure bet that that number is probably closer to 50% now. I guess they figured that if 33% of men date for sex, women will now date for food. At least the chads do, so they figure that the best way to get back at all men is to use this as a free meal. And they wonder why more men than ever are going their own way. Besides, 33% of women date men for free food in the short term, and the rest date men for free food in the long term. Number 23, a woman is leaving her $2.8 million fortune to her pets to get revenge on her children never visiting her. How bad of a mother do you have to be for your own kids never to want to go and see you? Maybe men should start leaving their money to good boys, i.e. dogs, instead of women. That would really piss them off. And then pay for someone to run a YouTube or TikTok channel for million-dollar mutts would just piss off the women. Moving on, do you guys agree that this is how all men really want to dress? Most of us see this and think it looks great. What most of us don't realize is that it takes time and money to iron a shirt and suit. We have the privilege of wearing a nice comfortable t-shirt and sweatpants if we're successful these days. We're moving towards a world where our clothing gets simpler and simpler, kind of like what we saw in Star Trek. But if I had to pick one of these, I'd pick the whole Wyatt Earp look. Either that or Sean Connery from the Highlander film. Number 25 and the last one is lazy. And she says, men, yes, we should vent to women. That's the same as a creepy anglerfish that dangles a light above its head, trying to attract its prey. This woman is lying. She doesn't want to know about men's pain and suffering. She's only interested in using our pain against us when she gets into a fight against us later on, rubbing that salt into our emotional wounds. Remember, give them nothing. So that's it for another Memes of the Week. Please give this video a like to push it up in the algorithm and so new viewers can find it. If you enjoy this series and want me to keep making it, then donate at the PayPal and Subscribestar links below. Anyways, enjoy the rest of your day, and cheers.